Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, September 3rd. A Beaver County teenager who posted an online threat Tuesday against a Pittsburgh hospital apparently never intended to follow through. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStillo has the story.
Pittsburgh Police Commander Eric Holmes, who heads the intelligence unit, says they traced that post to the boy's Twitter account, and he was interviewed early this morning. No decision on charges, but police spokesman Chris Tonieri says it caused a lot of concern.
Disruptive to the point where you had workers afraid for their safety, and social media calls, you know, don't go to work tomorrow.
A lot of those employees called 911, and Commander Holmes says that helped lead them to the suspect. On the north side, Joe DeStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The latest student test scores are out for students in Pittsburgh public schools. The results are not what the district was hoping for. In PSSA exams, 47% of students were proficient or advanced in English, up from 46. In 11th grade Keystone exams, students declined in literature, algebra, biology. Several board members expressed frustration with the results last night. Ross Township Manager Douglas Sample has resigned. Ross Commission President Steve Corbell tells the Post-Gazette Sample's resignation was made for personal reasons and there are no allegations of wrongdoing. Former Municipal Manager and Cranberry Supervisor Dick Hadley is interim manager. Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm after pounding the Bahamas for days with 30 inches of rain and wind speeds reaching 200 miles per hour. CBS's David Begno is there.
The extent of Dorian's destruction across the northern Bahamas is immense. From the air, flying over Abaco Island, the damage stretches for miles. Entire neighborhoods flattened, homes shredded, shipping containers and boats hurled inland. Some airports look like lakes now.
The core of Dorian is forecast to move closer to the coasts of Florida and Georgia later today and tonight. Then it will be near or over the coasts of South and North Carolina on Thursday through Friday morning. Hurricane relief will be coming from Pittsburgh. Brothers Brother Foundation on the north side is planning to send medical supplies and other items to the Bahamas soon. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.